May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24.
Holy Word of God from the first epistle general of Peter and chapter 1. The first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. May the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his most holy word. Grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, O that one, the great I am, who canst not look upon sin and will not at all acquit the wicked, but are in that covenant ordered in all things and sure, and that which was wrought out and was manifest here upon the earth, that one that one verily God, verily man, that took upon himself that body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin, all made under the law to satisfy it in every jot and tittle, there is our hope. Ah, yes, we come and we have to confess our guilt, our sins, our universal emptiness, our poverty and pride. Nothing to commend us whatsoever. And certainly in the eyes of Almighty God. But oh, may it please thee. Oh, that as we would desire to approach unto thee now, may it please thee, maybe 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. May it please thee, that one in whom thou art well pleased. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Oh, that might venture, yes, with all our wretchedness and our wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, venture unto the throne of grace and plead the Saviour's blood and plead that name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with no merits of our own. No righteousness to bring. We come like the hymn writer. Oh, may it be with each one of us. Nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, we certainly fast hasten on to a never-ending eternity. Month of this year 2019 has gone to be seen no more. Prepare us each for that day. Leave none to be found wanting at last. For that day must come and shall come. Nothing will prevent it. Lord, that day must come when we have to appear before the judge of all the earth. And we shall have to appear and answer for the deeds done in the body. Lord, when we are brought to see what we are by nature, we tremble. But all, we might be clothed upon with that robe of Christ's righteousness. Might be found amongst those that have come up out of great tribulation and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Or if we're resting upon anything short of Christ and that one great sacrifice for sin. Oh Lord, open our blind eyes, reveal it to us, Strip it from us, O Lord, anything which is of self, anything which is false, a rotten prop, anything which is a pillow sewn under armpits, a false sandy foundation. Oh, Christ must be the way. Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory. Oh, can we not say, He is precious? Can we not say, Thou art the one that is needful, I without Him perish must? Oh, can we not say, We do desire Thee? Can we not say, Send to my soul, I am Thy salvation? Speak the word only. Oh, speak the word only. Oh, can we not come even with the disciples of old? Yes, there are many, were there not, that followed Thee. And when they are offended at Thy words, they walk no more with Thee. And Thou didst say unto Thy disciples, And will you also go away? They said, To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, can we not say, Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, speak peace and pardon into my soul. Grant me that token for good. Grant me those refreshings, renewings of Thy love and Thy mercy. And grant that view by faith of that precious blood upon the doorpost and into their heart. Oh, there might be sheltering under it. Nothing less. It is Jesus' precious blood, and so it must be. O Lord, do then take us each in hand, from the youngest here to the oldest. Oh, leave us not to be found lying upon a bed with a covering too short. Oh, may we not be found in that day with no oil in our lamps and neither in our vessels. But, O Lord, may there be that hungering and thirsting after Thee and after Thy righteousness. May we have come into Thy courts like those Greeks of old with the Sirs, we would see Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. O Lord, to remember each one in their varied and various paths. We think of the dear young friends that are gathered before us this day, a goodly number. The very young ones are those going on into life. Ah, Lord, work in their hearts mightily whilst young in years we plead. Do work might in their hearts. Some of us look back to our childhood and youth and young manhood and how we have to rejoice now and we say, kept by the power of God. It was none but Thy almighty power that kept us in the hour of temptation, kept our feet from falling. Oh, yes, we felt the miry clay. We felt that which was like the quicksand, ready to draw us in, swallow us up. Why we would have brought shame, reproach upon Thy name, yet kept. Kept by the power of God. So, Lord, we plead, do keep them each in their young years. As they go on into life, Lord, watch over them there. Or keep them in the hour of temptation. No doubt they'll prove many times when Satan is stirred up. And at times not just that roaring lion, but that subtle foe. Going about seeking whom he may devour, even in that subtlety. And so, Lord, we plead, keep them on their watchtower. Keep them in the hour of temptation. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. to remember parents and all that concerns them. Lord, we plead for them. May they prove in all these things that thou art that one that is wisdom, able to guide them in their those things which will arise. And Lord, we feel in our day there are many, no doubt, difficult questions that will arise. How sad is the day in which we live, solemn indeed. Those things which, according to thy word, are an abomination, yet are counted as nothing and, as it were, normal by man. And so, Lord, we plead to grant help. Grant help. Remember those in the midst of life, whether it is the housewife and mother, the home, those in their duties that they bear in the home, Lord, through to those in their workplaces and their labouring for the meat which perisheth, businesses, even in retirements, Lord, the busy scenes and the cares of this life. Oh Lord, in having to cast all those cares upon thee, may they prove that thou art that one that is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Lord, thou knowest how often in providence there are those things which arise in a moment. And we wonder what to do. We know not what to do. We feel to be brought to such a stand. But, O Lord, may we prove again and again that one that, yes, as we read in thy word, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. Oh, that one, that glorious high priest, our advocate, that now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, having accomplished all in the sinner's room, place, and stead, waits to be gracious, and the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Let us now therefore come boldly. Oh, grant that, not that fleshly boldness, but that boldness by faith to commit the way unto thee, to seek counsel of thee, to prove that, thou art that good shepherd and bishop of our souls, thou art that one that goeth before his sheep but will lead them forth the right way. But, oh, that one is able to guide and direct. That one is able to make ways for them where there seems to be no way. Make those mountains flow down at thy presence like when the melting fire burneth. That one is able to make those dark places light and those rough places plain. Lord, thou knowest how often we're perplexed. And often cast down. But not in despair. Cast down, but not in despair. Well, sometimes we feel very near it. We feel at times so alone in the way. And so dark seems a path. I often think of those words and repeat them again this night. We plead them again this night. They that fear the Lord, that walk in darkness, that obey the voice of his servant, they walk in darkness. Let him trust in the Lord and stay upon his God. Oh, they fear those sparks of their own kindling, those verses that go on. Speak of those sparks of their own kindling. They fear that. They fear to presume. They fear to walk in wrong paths. Yet dark is a way. Though dark be my way, since he is my guide, 'tis his to protect, 'tis his to provide. Though systems be broken and creatures all fail, the word he has spoken shall surely prevail. And so, Lord, we plead to remember each one, undertake for each one, manage all, by the way unto the end. Perhaps there's something on the morrow or the coming days if spared. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Find thou cast down. Ah, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Oh, may there be a proving there is help laid upon one that is mighty. Mighty indeed. Mighty to save, mighty to deliver, mighty to protect, mighty to uphold. We have to prove these things, do we not? It is through much tribulation, is it not? There's trials of the way, there's a proving of it. Through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But my grace, this there we prove thy grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you remember those in their infirmities? They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Age and infirmity manifests itself. Even time of life. Lord, we think of one another and our own dear aged mother. We know of one or two that are now in great age and infirmities, and we think of also of some of thy servants, the Lord's servants laid aside now, cannot labour any more. Oh, do go to them where they are. Manifest thyself in love and mercy to them. Bring to remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken to them. Make all thy goodness pass before them in the way. Oh, make all thy goodness pass before them in the way. Be their remembrance. Oh, perhaps they feel the mind begins to fail. But oh, be their remembrance. Oh, bring back to their remembrance those many seasons and times of help, and those words of encouragement that thou hast sealed upon their heart. They were made unto them the word, the voice of the Lord. They heard thy voice. They heard the voice of the shepherd. Oh, may they hear it from time to time again. But all that remembrance of it, that might encourage them in the way. And so, Lord, we plead for those in the even time of life. Remember those that are sick and infirm. Ah, oh, sicknesses abound, do they not? Oh, we know of one another. All those sicknesses, those things which thou hast caused to come. And, oh Lord, we find when these things come, we tremble. We prove, do we not, in the midst of all these things, we certainly are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, and even the wise of men cannot always put an answer or give an answer in that way to these things we feel in our bodies. And yet what a mercy if we prove and feel from time to time of the truth it is so, that thou art their great physician. Thou dost know every minute part of our bodies. Thou knowest those minutest parts that no man can see. For if we're thine, if we're found amongst thy chosen, nothing is hidden from thee. Our life's minutest circumstance, our life's minutest, our body's minutest particle, is all subject to thine eye. And oh, we know this, that all must come. And last and end, thou shalt please our heavenly friend. And so, Lord, it knows from time to time in our frailty and our unbelief to say, thy will be done. It knows to say from time to time, O Lord, do what seemeth thou good. Only lead me forth for that right way. That was to fall into the hands of the heavenly potter. Ah, oh, that one that knows every intimate detail, every little circumstance, and all the ins and outs of our lives, Oh, what a mercy indeed. And so we plead, he knows, to each to fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. Lord, remember us also as churches and people. We think of those little causes, and we went to Haynes this afternoon, and ah, Lord, certainly Zion is minished and brought low. Courts forsake, thy courts forsaken. Ah, perhaps there's a wanting of a smoother path, we know not. But, O Lord, if it could please thee, awaken many sinners round to come and fill the places. Awaken those whom thou hast a purpose of grace to warn. Thou knowest where they are, round Haynes, round here, and the other little hills of Zion, throughout this nation, throughout the nations of the earth. O Lord, if it could please, that there might be yet a revival in our day. It brings us to that cry, like one of old, revive thy work, yes, in the churches, in the nation, in our own hearts. Revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. But oh, remember Zion in her low place. We read, ah, thou dost remember Zion. Thou dost remember thy people in their low places, in their low estate. Thou hast said in thy word, and we plead it, concerning Zion, thou would abundantly bless her provision, satisfy her poor with bread. We thank thee for the truth, the promise. But oh, how unbelief sometimes rises up. And yet where twos and threes gather together in thy name, hast thou not promised that thou wilt be in the midst and wilt bless them? Ah, but do remember Zion, we plead. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And oh, as a guilty land, turn us once again, we shall be turned. Repeal, may there be a repealing of those laws which are contrary to thy word, are contrary to thy laws. They're an abomination in thy sight. Is anything too hard for thee? Is anything too hard for thee? Lord, if it could please thee, thou art able. Thou art able to do these things. And if it could please thee, then there might be that wrought in this nation. Ah, when thou wilt quicken many sinners, when thou wilt awaken many dead, when thou wilt breathe upon many dry bones and give the command, live. And so we plead also for the prodigals. We will not forget the prodigals. Bring them back in due time with that aching void that the world cannot fill. They might smite upon their breasts and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. No, Lord, we would not then forget those that have the authority over us. Give them wisdom in the difficult affairs of state. What confusion. It seems utter confusion reigns. O Lord, they do not seek counsel of thee. They go to this man and that man. They do not seek counsel of God. We've forsaken thee. But oh, if it could please thee, give them wisdom. Guide them in their thoughts. Subdue evil men. Subdue our enemies. Subdue our enemies. And may we yet prove that there is a God who is able to do for us more than we can ask or even think. Oh, is there a remnant that has cried unto thee?
and does cry unto thee. We feel that bondage, and as we've been in bondage, have we not? And like when the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage, they cried, and the Egyptians laid heavier and heavier burdens upon them. But ah, blessed be God, for that is bring them out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. Lord, remember us in mercy. But oh, we thank thee for all thy favours towards us. We thank thee for thy open doors of the courts of the Lord. We're not to be made afraid by men nor authorities. None lawfully making us afraid. We have the word of thy precious word in its entirety. Preserve it to us, we plead. Much as man would like to remove those bits that offend him, and many bits there are. Large portions offend man. He wants to do as he pleases. Does not want thee to reign over him. Oh, yes, they have that, some, many, they have that form of godliness which hath no power. They see no beauty in thee, that they should desire thee. O Lord, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for it in its fullness. Preserve it to us, we plead. Preserve it to the younger generation and the generation to follow. Lord, we thank thee for thy day. The day, there was a time when we despised it, didn't want it. But now, O Lord, can we not say it's better than 1,000? Ah, that day in thy courts. O Lord, we thank thee for thy day. And so we plead. Do maintain these truths unto us, and these promises, and these blessings and favours. Ah, and do make one in our midst. Condescend, we plead. To make one in our midst this night. Oh, Jesus, reveal thyself to one or another, and to this poor sinner as we stand up in thy name. Jesus, reveal thyself to me, a sinner. May we see thee through the lattice of the gospel. Oh, may we rejoice in thee. Break the bread of life unto us. Send none empty away. Do remember those that take the desk. We know we didn't plead in that way this morning, but we plead this night. Remember those that take the desk and the burden and exercise of finding the hymns. Oh, thou knowest it. Ah, at times taunted by the adversary. Tried and troubled. Ah, turn this way and that way. But, O Lord, may they prove from time to time. Thy blessing is upon it. The language of the hymns, has it not from time to time melted a poor sinner's heart, even this one? We've wept before the Lord, even in thy courts. Wept before the Lord. And so we plead to remember them. Remember each, O Lord. Ah, in the church, add unto them, we plead. Oh, Lord, may it please, it might be those given that command, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Brought into the liberty of the gospel. Brought to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. And point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Oh, we think of that whereby the Ethiopian eunuch, when that was manifest to him through the preaching of the word by Philip, thy servant, came to that point where he had to say this, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And so it was. Pardon and forgive now our many sins, our failings and our many shortcomings. Oh, wash everything, Lord, we plead. Cleanse everything. And make this poor one fit for the Master's use this night. Oh, we need that precious blood. And so we'll plead the precious blood of Christ, and his name is above every name. Amen.
Hymn 789. O ye sons of men, be wise, trust no longer dreams and lies. Out of Christ, almighty power can do nothing but devour. God, you say, is good, 'tis true, but he's pure and holy too. Just and jealous is his ire, burning with vindictive fire. 789, and we'll commence at verse 3.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we tried to speak from this morning, Hebrews chapter 9. Go back to verse 7 and that middle clause, not without blood. Not without blood. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. The Word of God declares it. The Word of God declares it. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. But all that same chapter, does it not close with these words? So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But all, are we found looking for him? Do we desire him? Have we that need of him? As we said this morning, by nature, we certainly do not desire him. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? And it isn't until the Spirit begins that work of grace is begun in the heart, when the heart is broken, that heart of stone, that heart of flesh given, new and living desires. And then you find you're pursued by the adversary. That warfare begins. No doubt the old adversary says, but as I believe we hinted that this morning once, I can't think how I worded it or how I was unable to word it. But he points a finger and he says, but look. He says, look. This sin and that sin, the accuser of the brethren. Oh, you find him to be that real foe. Opposing every step of the way. And so he will, the adversary will do all he can, but oh, blessed be God, his eye will work. And who shall let it? None can stay his hand. And that means even the adversary. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? The lines of a hymn came to my mind as I arrived here and I turned to it in the vestry. Ah, that hymn of Heart 723. Seems sweet to my soul and how I felt, and may it be that even to one poor sinner, come ye sinners, poor and wretched. Do you feel to be poor and wretched? A sinner of the deepest dye. You have to say, yes, I'm black all over. Not just black within, black without. Ah, perhaps at one time you thought, ah, yes, a whited sepulchre, daubed on the outside, but now you see what and feel what's in, within. It's not just, all foul within, but you see, but under that daubing of that whitewash, it's just a hiding, a false covering. But come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. And the refrain in that hymn, he is able, in that verse, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. The hymn goes on, let not conscience make you linger.
nor of fitness fondly dream. You'll prove like some has proved all too often. In love of ourselves there is nothing which is fitness whatsoever. Nothing to merit his esteem, nor to give the Creator delight. And you prove again and again, sin mixed with all you do. Your very best is stained and dyed, your all is nothing worth. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. Do you feel your need of this one? Not without blood. That one that entered in. Yes, as we said, those things we read of in the Old Testament as recorded in this chapter. Now that old dispensation where there's many types and shadows. He said, I believe this morning we live in gospel times. Christ has been revealed, manifest himself. When he hung upon the accursed tree, when he was made a curse for his people, yes, because of the sins of his church, his bride, one the just that suffered for the unjust, dying that we might live. But oh, often quote those words, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. That spotless lamb raised up from all eternity, that one without spot, amongst all mankind, there was not one could be found without any spots. Almighty God looked down from heaven upon the sons of men. There was not one to be found without spot. But all that plan of salvation, my soul rejoices in those chapters we read in Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews. Those earlier chapters. What a mercy declares. Took not on him the nature of angels. The seed of Abraham. And we read, do we not, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. But oh, that one, that glorious man, oh, was I... Before I stood up, I felt, how can any poor sinner preach Christ? So his grace is given. So only as that live coal is taken from off the altar, touches upon our lips, we fain would take such language upon our lips concerning Christ. Knowing of ourselves, we admire it. But oh, Christ, a precious Christ, But oh, it is through the foolishness of preaching. It is through those poor sinners who thrust forth upon the walls of Zion. Ah, who hath made man's mouth? Hath not I, saith the Lord. Ah, and he gives that to speak, and now as a poor sinner to preach the unsearched riches of Christ. We have to confess we're unworthy so to do in of ourselves. Marred indeed are we not? And how, almost at times, how can we take such precious things and speak of them, preach them? But wherefore, and this is how it is, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. I have need of this high priest, have you not? Have you not also, poor sinner? Not without blood. This high priest of old, he couldn't enter into the holiest, and he entered it once every year. And not without blood for his sins, for the sins of the people. But oh, this glorious high priest, after the order of Melchizedek, sinless, spotless, no imperfections, couldn't be, for he's holy, harmless, undefiled, and in that way separate from sinners, but voluntarily took upon himself, yes, verily God, verily man, took upon himself that body and nature like unto our own, flesh and blood, flesh and blood. Wherefore then, in all things, it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Well, a poor sinner, he cannot venture unto God in love himself. He has need of this glorious high priest. He has need of this mediator. And you have to come like this, nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Or is that your language? Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous, sinners Jesus came to call. Sinners Jesus came to call. Ah, and so it is then by that precious blood, that spotless lamb, through that one great offering, that offering once and for all. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, this glorious high priest entered in there, through the veil. Oh, we read, do we not? When Christ cried out with his dying breath upon the cross, "It is finished." And that which took place, and the veil of the temple rent from the top to the bottom, that author of that new and living way, and poor sinners may venture there. Venture in all their imperfections, with all their wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they can venture there. Plead no merits of their own, for they feel they have none. They acknowledge they have none. They are enabled by faith to venture upon Christ, pleading for Jesus' sake. Pleading his name is above every name. Pleading that blood of the sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Poor sinner, that's your only hope. That's my only hope. That shed blood. But that took place. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. And that sword of divine justice was thrust into that spotless lamb. And forthwith came the blood and the water to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. Oh, how we need an application of it again and again, but oh, what a mercy indeed. That fountain that the dying thief rejoiced to see, it still flows. It still flows. Do you feel your need then, poor sinner? Venture on him. Venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. Another hymn came to my mind. You have to forgive me, but these hymns came to my mind. Seek ye my face. The Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb. For sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain, does bitter anguish fill thy heart, make thee from the promise start. Does Satan tempt thee to give up, and no more in his name to hope? Art thou afflicted, sore distressed, embarrassed and by guilt oppressed, anxious to know thy sins forgiven, and find an open way to heaven? Perhaps that comes as a language of one or another's soul, even in the courts of the Lord this night. An earnest desire, a living desire. The hymn closes. Thou shalt obtain the blessing yet. Jesus will not thy cries forget. Wait on the Lord. Take courage still. His promise, surely he'll fulfill. And those whom he quickens, he will lead them unto himself. Drawn by his sweet resistless grace. For it is this, is it not? Draw me, and we will run after thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Call thee by thy name, thou art mine. I've loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, loving kind, have I drawn thee. That time of love will come. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. Some of us, we've had to wait years for it, and we long for those applications again. We long for those renewings. We can look back to that time when it came. My mind also went to a portion I feel I must turn to it. In Ezekiel, I didn't know whether to read it tonight. It so burdened my spirit, and I felt, well, what do I read? But the word of the Lord, as we read in Ezekiel's prophecy. And I must speak the word of the Lord, for it comes like this. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. The one quickened, he'll know his abominations, he'll feel it so. He'll acknowledge it so. I'm all unclean. I'm leprous from my head to my feet. As we said a little earlier, those wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. All that testifies against you. Say, as we read further, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan, thy father was an Amorite, and the mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee. Ah, do you find it so? None I pities. As we said, warfare, that of the old adversary, there's no, that one doesn't pity you. Causes you to tremble even more. None I pitied. To do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out into the open field. Perhaps you feel like that outcast. Ah, remember the time when I felt such an outcast. Used to look upon those that gathered round the table and felt, well, I'm outside of the secret. Outside of the secret. This poor sinner, there's no hope. Ah, an outcast, a lonely path. None I pitied thee to do thee any good, to do any of these unto thee, and to have compassion upon thee, and thou wast cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. If you be brought there, poor sinner, you loathe your person. Ah, those sins then, yes, you loathe them, you mourn over them. You're found as a mourner in Zion. And mercy indeed, a mourner in Zion. But blessed be God, this word goes on. Ah, thou wast cast out in the open fields of the loathing of thy person the day that thou wast born. But all this blessed truths that follow on, when I pass by thee. When I pass by thee. As we said concerning Zacchaeus this morning. Ah, yes, when the Lord passed by him, saw him in his need. Saw him in his desperate need and his longing. When I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Ah, as we said concerning Zacchaeus, this day hath salvation come to thy house. There's that time appointed for him. Said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood. Yes, your blood, that which courses through your veins, is defiled. From your very birth, from Adam's day, those that have been conceived from Adam's day down to this, defiled, conceived in sin from their very conception. No hope in themselves, defiled. You have need of this precious blood. You have need of this one that shall wash every whit. Oh, we think of that one. Was it dear Peter? Thou shalt never wash my feet. But oh, he'll be broad like Peter. Not just my feet, but my hands and my head. When I passed by thee and saw thee polluting thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Where it seemed death, eternal death before, when the sentence of death was upon you, that which coursed through your veins, by your very birth, but now it's this, live. When thou hast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and so it will be. There will be that work of grace that will go on. Nothing to hinder it. There will be that growing in grace and the knowledge of him. There will be that which prepares that poor sinner for eternity. And that path we walked out and all those trials and tribulations, yes. Through much affliction ye shall enter the kingdom. But they'll prove again and again the blessings of the Lord which make rich and add no sorrow to him, for they're yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Are they not sealed in his precious blood? By that seal, yes. His precious blood. I've caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. When I passed by thee, looked upon thee, behold, the time was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee. Covering, need of a covering. As we say concerning Adam and Eve, Almighty God clothed them with those skins, took off them that which was their own making, those fig leaves. Spread my skirt over thee, all that robe, that spotless, seamless robe, that neither a spot nor shadow of a spot upon thy soul be found. Spread my skirt over thee and cover thy nakedness. Yes, all those spots and bruises and wounds and the shadows of a spot. That poor one, will he not be then seen in Christ? Christ seen. The sinner's friend. They won't be seen as they are by nature. A sinner in need of mercy, but they'll be seen in one that's performed that for them in their room, place, and stead. When I passed by thee, looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and cover thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee. Is that what your soul longs for? To seal those truths upon your heart, to inscribe them there indelibly. To make that salvation known unto you. Ah, we often think of that one who had his sight restored and he saw men as trees walking until the Lord anointed his eyes with that eye salve. Then he saw clearly. And all when these things are made known to the poor sinner, to the joy and rejoicing of his soul. Perhaps there are many, you come to those hymns at times and you can't sing the language, you long for it. Near the time when it was with oneself, some hymns I couldn't take the language up anymore. And yet my soul longed for it. Longed for the reality of it. Didn't want it just known in the head, but wanted it known in the heart. My hope of glory. Ah, the word declares here, yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then I washed thee with water, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee. I anointed thee with oil, I clothed thee with a broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, I put bracelets upon thy hands and a chain upon thy neck. I put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ears and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Ah, that one made a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, joint heir with Christ. Ah, that time of love. Plead on, poor sinner. Wait on. I don't know why I quoted it here or whether it's recently, but it comes to my mind again. For this will I be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. To do it for them. And I put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ears and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of linen, of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful. And thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown, it's all of grace. That sovereign grace o'er sin abounding saves poor wretched sinners. Ah, that lifts up that one out of the dunghill and raises him up and sets him among princes. That thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I put upon thee. Tis he instead of me is he. What a mercy indeed. Ah, that one that's black, but all fair. All fair. Perfect through my comeliness, which I have put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Ah, not without blood, but his own heart's blood. Oh, that's our only plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £715, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett, and Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day Mr. Decker is expected to preach and address the Sunday school and give out the prizes. Let us close with hymn 756. Exceeding precious is my Lord, his love divinely free, and his dear name does health afford to sickly souls like me. 756.
Which is of thee. Oh, may it be that word unto some poor sinner.
Ah, yes, that one that feels death upon everything. Death within, death without, because of their sad condition, their wretchedness and their poverty, their all foul within and foul without. Oh, they might hear those words live. They may yet prove that one that will cast their skirt, that skirt over them. And they may be clothed upon with that righteousness, that robe of Christ's righteousness. Oh, Lord, do hasten that time, we plead. Thou knowest where thy waiting people are. Thou knowest that those that truly desire thee. Do cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do gather a few poor sinners round thy table, we plead now, as we partake of those emblems of thy broken body and thy shed blood. Make one with us there. But, O Lord, remember those then that leave and take them to their homes in peace and safety, we plead. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Now and forevermore. Amen.